We're on Tzadik Tesavid Beis, the Mishnah. Shum HaDayonim. Okay, the Beis Din made an appraisal of property to sell, and they made a mistake. And they either overvalued it by a sixth, or hosipushtus, or they undervalued it, or by the opposite. They undervalued it by a sixth, or they overvalued it by a sixth. So mechrin batel. So the mechr is batel because even though ain't on all the karkos, but the Beis made a mistake, and therefore they are the agents of the person who's selling the property, and what's it called? They didn't do their agency properly, and therefore what they did is batel. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer. Mikrin Kayim, that the Beis Din, what they did, even if they overvalued or undervalued it, it remains in Kayim, Makor, Beis Din Yotha. Otherwise, it looks like Beis Din has no power. So in order to uphold the authority of Beis Din, the sale remains. Also, Igeris Bikoris Beinehen. However, if they did it and they sold it by auction, then a filu mechru shavu manu masayim, or shavu masayim b'manu mechru kaim. They sold it by auction, and then it goes to the highest bidder, if the highest bidder is more than the worth of the field, or much less than the worth of the field, that's the sale stands. Rashi geres bikoris hachroza, where they announce the field and they get bids. The loshin bikoris. Shemavakrin also al yibnei adam al yidei hachraza. They bikur means to investigate. They investigate the value of the field through an announcement, which is an auction. Okay, iboy elahu. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about a Beis Din that evaluated the field and sold it. They made a mistake. It's a machlokus whether the sale stands or doesn't stand. Iboy elahu shliach kiman. We know that if the woman, the almana, sells fields, even if she makes a small mistake, right, the mecher is batel. We learned in the last mishnah that if she sold karka worth a mana for a mana and a dinner, the mecher is batel. She is what's it called? She's selling it basically as an agent for the yisomim, and her sale is batel even for a little bit. By Beis Din, it depends on the shtus. If it's less than a sixth, it stands. More than a sixth is a machlokas. How about a shliach? Shliach kiman. A shliach sells. So Rashi learns a shliach means regular shliach. Rashi shliach kiman. Shliach the Torah kiman dainin lei. Who does he have? What din does the shliach have? Kalmana dainin lei. Shibatos called the hubatul. Is he like the almana that any mistake, even a small mistake, invalidates the sale? Shabbatol is called the bottle. Could it's not shove him on the dinner, but on the mikra bottle? Okay, dayonim who the adetor b'shtus, or is he have a dinner based in, and until he what's it called makes a mistake of a sixth, it's not bottle according to anyone, and a sixth and more is machlokas Reb Shim Gamliel and the Tanakama. Tosfos learns that it's not talking about regular shliach. Regular shliach lechor is just no worse, no better than the almanas, no shayla. It's talking about the shliach of Beis Din. The Beis Din themselves didn't make the appraisal, but a shliach Beis Din. They appointed a shliach to do it. The Beis Din didn't do it as a Beis Din. That's the shayla. But Rashi learns is talking about regular shliach of the yisomim, whoever it is. Right, this is a special din by the almana that if she makes a mistake, that the mecher is batel of anything, or any shliach would be like that. Okay, iboy the shliach keman. Rava Omar of Nachman shliach kidayonim. Rava said, "No, Rav Nachman, the shliach has a din of dayonim, and lemaisa, what's it called? Up until the shtos, the mecher is kaim according to everybody." Rav Shmuel bar Bishna, Yomer of Nachman, but Rav Shmuel bar Bishna said the name of Rav Nachman, Kalmana. that a shliach has a din of a mamona, and any mistake is bottle. Ravam Rav Nachman Shliach Kedayonim. Now the words explain each side. Rava said name Rav Nachman the Shliach is like the Dayonim. Ma Dayonim Lav Ledidu Af Shliach Nomi Lav Ledidei. Because the just like Beisdin aren't selling for their benefit, they are the agents of the people that are involved. So they don't get any personal benefit. So to a Shliach doesn't get any personal benefit. He's not selling for his own purposes. He's selling for somebody else's purposes. But the almana is selling for her own. Therefore, we're afraid that she'll be biased, so we are mevakel any mistake she makes. But a uninterested third party, there we give him up till the sixth. That's a svara that the shliach should be like based in. Rav Shmuel bar Bishna Amar Rav Nachman ka almana ma almana yechida af shliach yochid lafuke based in the rabbin ninu. He looks at a different point. Right, just like the almana is one person, so one person made a mistake, this mistake doesn't stand. So to a shliach is one person. Mashiach in the Beis Din is a rabbin, is at least three people. Right, so there, what's it called? A different story. A Beis Din, what's it called? Has the power that until they make a mistake of a six, they're mecher is kai. But an individual doesn't have that power, and therefore a shliach and the almana are in the same boat. The Hilchason, the halacha is shliach kalmana. The halacha is like Rav Shmuel bar Bishna said in the name of Rav Nachman that the shliach has a din of an almana, and any small mistake already is levat lemecher. Rashi lav ledidulo litzorach asim mokrim. What Beis Din and the shliach have in common is they're not selling for their own purposes. Okay. Umayshno mihodesnan. Where it says, okay, if that's the halacha, that a shliach that made a mistake. Any small amount is just like the almana, is the mecher is bottle. What's it different than this Mishnah? Omer l'shlucho tsei trom, utrom. Right? The person sent a shliach to take off truma. Torim kadas alabayis. So originally, he should take off what he knows the balabayis normally does. Like we said, you have leeway between a 40th, 50th, or 60th, if you're generous or stingy or average. So he should find out what the balabayis normally takes. And take like that, that's the amount. If he didn't, the Balabais didn't specify, or he doesn't remember what he said. The Menio Dea Daita, so Balabais, what if he doesn't know? So Torim Vabainis, then he should take off the average, Echad Michamishim, 1/50th. Piches Asara, Hosev Asara, if he took off a 40th or a 60th, Trumaso Truma, still Truma. Zuchara, he's a Shliach. We said the Shliach, even if he makes a little bit of a mistake, right, what's it called, it's bottle. So why over here isn't the truma bottle? He miscalculated the das balabayis, and added either another 10% or subtracted 10%. So lechor over here it should be bottle. Where it says no hasum kivin the ikad the torim bayin raw the ikad the torim bayin yotha omer le lahachi imaditicha. Over there there is a leeway of what people normally do. So within that range, his shlichus is still a shlichus. But when it comes to selling something, there's no leeway that sometimes people sell it for more, some for less. It has a value. And if you made a mistake, it's a mistake. Here it's not a mistake per se. It's just that I didn't evaluate what you normally do. But truma is within that range, between a 1/40th and 1/60th is all normal. Okay. Aval hacha ta'usahu, but over here he made a mistake. There's not a mistake. Over there, it's just that I didn't estimate your temperament. But because I made a mistake, that's not a mistake in truma. Anything from a 40th to a 60th is truma. Except some people do this, some people do that. That's not called a mistake. But here, it's a mistake. It's a wrong value. Therefore, it's bottle. Toso, amarle, lowy boy, luckily me toy. And therefore, the guy could say, I didn't want you to make a mistake. I didn't make you a shliach to make mistakes, but I did make you a shliach to take truma, and truma is within this range. Rashi. Okay. Omer Rav Huna Bar Chanina, Omer Rav Nachman. Halacha k'divrei chachamim, right? That halacha is like the chachamim that we're not choshish for makoach based in yotha, and even a based in that made a mistake of a shtus or more is bottle. Mor says the lesley Rav Nachman makoach based in yotha. Right, Rav Nachman doesn't hold As Rav Huna said this in the name of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman doesn't hold the makor of Beis Din Yafa. He's not afraid that we're going to undermine the authority of Beis Din by making them look bad, by making it obvious they made a mistake. But Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel, Yisomim Shabol Lachlo Penichse Adihen. Right? The Yisomim come to split up their estate. So Beis Din Amidim Lohem Apitropis. So Beis Din appoints for each one a guardian. The guardians represent the Yisomim in splitting up the Yerusha, and they try to get the best portion for their client. Higdilu, but the Yisomim grow up, so this is when they're little. So we appoint guardians over them to split up the estate for them. Higdilu yichon limchos, right? If they grow up, they can be mocha and say, we don't like what the guardians did. And they can demand that it be split up again. Rav Nachman Didei Omar, Rav Nachman himself said, Omar Higdilu Ein Yichon Limchos. When they grow up, they can't protest. They're stuck with it. Im Kein Makoch Beis Din Yafa. Because since Beis Din appointed these apitropsin, and if we're going to undo what the Shluchim of Beis Din did, it's going to make Beis Din look ridiculous. So to uphold the authority of Beis Din, we don't let them protest, and they're stuck with what happened. Rashi, Amidim Lehem, Beis Din Amidim Apitropos, L'chol Echad V'Echad Ben Aktanim. Each one of the Aktanim gets his guardian, and the guardians meet and split up the Yerusha between them for the Yisomim. Ubor Lehem Kol Apitropos L'tinik Shelo. And each guardian picks what he thinks is the best interest of his client. Okay. Where it says, you see, Rav Nachman holds Makoach Beis Din Yafa. So why would Rav Nachman pass him like the Chachamim in our Mishnah that aren't choshish for Makoach Beis Din Yafa and undo what a Beis Din did if they made a mistake of a sixth or more, right? And here they don't undo what the Beis Din did. So where it says, Lokashi, Hodato, Hadaloto. Our Mishnah is talking where they made a mistake. So there, Rav Nachman holds that with all due respect to the Beis Din, they made a mistake. See, undo what they did. But in the case of the Yisom, they didn't make a mistake. Right? Just the Yisom don't like what they did. So therefore, they can't unravel it. Versus Idol of Tob and Mayichon Limchos. If they didn't make any mistakes, what are they protesting? Right? Versus Baruchos. They didn't like the place that they got. In other words, it's not that they made a mistake. They split it up fairly. But the Yisom say, I would rather have the field in this because it's closer to my fields or other fields that I bought. So they're not making a machor because the apitrupsin made a mistake. But I would rather have a different portion because subsequent to that I bought some land and this land is near my land or whatever. So they have a taina, but the original apitrupsin didn't make any mistake. So since they didn't make a mistake, then we say machor Beis Din Yafa. But if the Beis Din made a mistake, then we don't uphold the authority of Beis Din where they made a mistake. Rashi. If they make a mistake, where's the grounds to protest? Baruchos. After this, I got a Yerusha, and I have a field that if I would get the field on the north, it would be contiguous with my field, right? In the east, it would get a field. And I don't like the split up because I got the fields in the west and not the ones in the east. And now it comes out that ones in the east would be better for me. So it's not that the apitrups have made a mistake, just that now I would rather have a different chelik. Okay, ki osur of dimi omer maisa v'osur rebi kedivrei chachamim. Right, the maisa happened. Rebbe did like the chachamim that he undid what a Beis Din did when they make a mistake. Omer lefana prata benosher of Elazar ben prata ben benosher of prata hagadol. You see how they used to name for relatives, if they were alive or not, if they were Sfaradim or Ashkenazim. But in any case, with a name like ben prata, is probably a Sfaradi. So they may named for what's it called for relatives. In any case, Imkei Makor Beis Din Yafa, and as he pointed out to him, if you're going to undo what the Beis Din did, you're going to undermine the authority of the Beis Din. The Hibzer Rebbe Esamaisa, and Rebbe relented, and he undid what he did, meaning that what the Beis Din did stood. Rav Dimi Masni Hachi. Rav Dimi reported differently. Rav Safra Masni Hachi. Rav Dimi reported this Maisa this way, and Rav Safra Masni Hachi, Maisa Ubikish Rav, Rebbe, Lasos Kedivicham. Rebbe was intending to paskin like the Chachamim, that you don't, if you're not afraid of Makoach Beis Din Yotha, and we undo what the Beis Din did. Amar Lefana Prata Benosha Rebbe Lazar Ben Prata Ben Benosha Rebbe Prata Agadol Imkei Makoach Beis Din Yotha. So he pointed out to Rebbe before he did the Maisa, he didn't paskin and then renege on it. He was going to paskin like that, and he pointed out to him that Lechara the Halacha should be like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that Makoach Beis Din Yotha. So lo asa Rebbe is a Maisa. Right, he didn't. What's it called? Then in the end, he didn't do that. Lema b'hakamit. Okay, Mar Sover Tobit Var Mishnah Choser, Umar Sover Eino Choser. Right, the machlokus between them, how they reported the Maisa, is that if you made a mistake and it's Var Mishnah, the halacha should be like this, and you made a mistake and passed him like the wrong one, then is the Maisa then the psak unraveled or not? Is the psak remains and you caused damage? You have to pay for it. Does the dayan have to pay for it, or can he undo the psak? Right? Samara says no. The kuli alma tovis bar mishnah choser. Rebbe could have undone the psak according to either story. Mar sover hachi have a maisa. Mar sover hachi have a maisa. What the maisa was? It's not that they're arguing what the maisa was, because it couldn't have been like that. Right? If Rebbe actually did what he did and then reneged on it, he couldn't have turned it around. He would have had to pay him himself, and the psak would have stayed. According to the Man Dinam, says Tobit Var Mishnah Eino, what's it called, Eino Choser. So the Maisa couldn't have been that Rebbe reneged on his psak and turned it around. Right? And Rebbe says, no, that's not the Shailus. Everybody agrees that what's it called, that he could have turned around the psak. So the one who holds that he didn't turn around the psak, he just was going to paskin, is not because it couldn't have been the other way. It could have been the other way. It just wasn't. He knows the maisa. The maisa was differently. Rashi, the hivzer Rebbe es hamaisa dinira beinov tam hagun mashishanim shaseinu imkei makor beisin yofa. Rebbe went through the sugya, and he decided that Rebbe Lazar ben Prata was right, that here the halacha should be like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Lema b'ha plige Rav Dimi v'Rav Safra. Rav Dimi sover din ha dayin ha toed b'dvar mishnah shelo ta kemishnah v'osa kemishnah choser. That you're allowed to redo the psak if you made a mistake. We don't say the psak remains and you cause these people a loss by making a mistake. The dayan has to pay. That's where the dayan makes a mistake, in shikul hadas. Not a blatant mistake, you pass him like the wrong person. But it wasn't that there was a machlokas and you pass him like the wrong person. You made a wrong judgment. Right? Therefore, it's your fault. So the psak stays and you pay. But where you made a gross mistake in how would a paskin like, there the psak is no psak. To Moshe Mefurish the Sanhedrin. V'haynami dvar mishnahu. Sh'afal pi sh'nechlu chachomim al Rav Shimon Gamliel. Even though it's machlokas Rav Chachomim Rav Shimon Gamliel, harei nosen tam l'dvarav. The maisa Rav Shimon Gamliel's shita is more valid. For a safrish, she'eno shon osa v'himzir, sover lo imosa lo hayok l'asir. And Rav Safra, who said the Maisa wasn't like that, he didn't actually paskin, but he was going to, would held that had he paskin, they couldn't undo the psak. Mar says, no, it's not true. Everybody holds that you can undo the psak, and the reason Rav Safra said that he didn't paskin yet is because that's the way he heard the Maisa. Just happened to be that was the Maisa. And in addition to this, we have a klau that halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel. Wherever in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel is mentioned, halacha is like him. So therefore, this is Tov B'Dvar Mishnah. If you pass him like the Chachamim and not like Rav Shimon Gamliel, it would be Tov B'Dvar Mishnah.